The Ashiamai constituency has over the years been dominated by the governing NDC, except for election 2000, when voters elected the NPP to represent them in parliament. Apparently, there was dissatisfaction between the former NDC Member of Parliament, Franklin Aheto, and Alfred Kwame Agbishi. Mr. Agbishi contested as an independent and split the vote, thus making the NPP sail through. Is the NDC's firm hold of the constituency crumbling this year, or will voters again reject the NPP despite their increasing call for change? Justice Amitha Fair takes a look at the makeup of the constituency and the chances of the parties.
The Ashiamai municipality is located about 4 kilometers to the north of Tema and about 30 kilometers from Accra, the national capital. Ashiamai shares boundaries to the north and east with Gbokatamanso district and to the south and west with Tema metropolis. The constituency covers a total land area of 45 kilometers square. Its proximity to Tema and Accra makes it easy for community members to have access to high-level social facilities and infrastructure such as good roads, water, hospitals and electricity. It also serves as a dormitory town for workers of most industries in the Tema township. The 2010 population and housing census estimates that 91.6% of the economically active population between 15 and 65 years in the municipality are employed, and the rest 8.4% are unemployed. Of the employed population, 5.3% are in the public sector, 20.5% in the private formal sector, and the remaining 0.9% are in the semi-public, with others in different ventures. The market areas of Ashiamai consist of two major electoral areas, Okomante and Chinagbe. Mamiema is one of the young sachet water sellers whose customers are early workers. She says the economy of Ghana will determine her choice of candidate in this year's polls. Emmanuel Maxvoy owns most of his businesses in Ashiamai and lived all his childhood days at the place. He said that Ashiamai has seen significant growth over the years, hence the point of entry for small and medium enterprises as well as young men and women.
Having located by Tema, it is a city that hosts the working force, that's the human resource of all the companies in Tema. As said, every now and then people keep moving into Ashiamai. The second reason why Ashiamai is growing fast as a result of it linking three regions, that's linking the Volta region, Eastern, the subsequently Greater Accra region, where Ashiamai itself is part of. And one thing that is so unique about Ashiamai is that Ashiamai as a city hosts all class of people. We have the low-income people, the middle class, and the high class. So that is one unique thing about Ashiamai. So irrespective of your economic status, Ashiamai is just a place that you can fit into.
Traditionally, the Ashiamai seat is a safe haven for the NDC. In the year 2000, Franklin Aheto, who was the incumbent, polled 12,607, representing 21.20%, as a result of a misunderstanding that rocked the NDC in Ashiamai. He lost the seat to Emmanuel Kinsword Kwesitei of the NPP, who polled 21,894, representing 36.90%. Apparently, Alfred Kwame Agbishi of the NDC went as independent, thereby reducing Franklin Aheto's vote, making NPP taste power in Ashiamai. Since then, the NPP has never won election in Ashiamai. Will the NPP snatch the seat from the NDC this year? Or the NDC will still deny them the hope of tasting power in Ashiamai? Joe DeGraft Allen is the NDC constituency secretary. He says the party is poised to win 85,000 out of the 136,000 votes in Ashaiman.
Over the years, the vote that NDC has been able to get in Ashaiman clearly shows that whatever surprises the NPP try to, definitely NS Nobel is going to go through. That is the reality. Now, we want to bring the work that NDC has done so far in terms of achievement with regards to projects and other things, which is going to be additional to whatever the existing situation is. Clearly, NS Nobel is going to go through. I don't see how the opposition party, for that matter, they are parliamentary candidates, either the NPP, the PPP, or the ACP, are going to emerge in this particular context. I don't see it.
The NPP, however, has a different twist to the argument. Kwabena Kwachi is the polling station organizer for the NPP. He says the constituency has suffered retardation at the hands of the NDC and Alfred Kwame Agbeshi, and that makes their winning project viable. At best, December 7 is the ultimate decider. Time, it is said, will tell.
That was Justice Amethafe with a profile of Ashaiman.